तत्रैकाग्रं मनः कृत्वा यतचित्तेन्द्रियः क्रिया उपविश्यासने युञ्जात् योगम् आत्मविशुद्धये. भगवद्गीता 6.12. Krishna is describing the process of yoga, in which he is talking about the yogi who goes into the forest and begins the process of dedicated meditation, yogic meditation. So, in the previous verse, Krishna talked about how the yogi sat or chooses a particular place for asana, and then sits over there. This is continued to describe over here. Tatra means at that place. That place was a clean place, not too high, not too low, with a kusha and chailaji, with a deer skin and a kusha grass there. Tatra ekagram manah kritva. So the external is for the purpose of the internal. So tatra, at that place, tatra ekagram manah, ekagram. Make the mind one-pointed. Tatra ekagram manah kritva, concentrated. Krishna uses the same word ekagra at the conclusion of his instructions, when he asks Arjuna in 18.72, Kachidita Chrutam Partha Tvai Ekagrena Chetasa. Arjuna, have you heard this with one-pointed intelligence? So, the one-pointedness that the yogis use for, that the Ashtanga yogis use for their process of Ashtanga Yoga and internal meditation, the Bhakti yogis use the same one-pointedness in the process of devotional service for hearing, in remembrance of Krishna. When there is comprehension, there is realization, there is satisfaction. Satra ekagram manah kritva. So one-pointed, one makes the mind manah kritva. Satra ekagram manah kritva. Then yata chittendriya kriya. Yata, at that place, what does one do? Chitta indriya kriya. So, after making the mind one-pointed, now, what does making the one-pointed involve? The chitta indriya kriya. So, one-pointedness in chitta, that is consciousness. So, actually, chitta is specifically the consciousness that is rooted through matter. The soul is spiritual consciousness, and the consciousness that is rooted through matter is called chitta. So sat chit ananda, CIT chit, is the chit, the enlightenment and the conscious aspect of the soul. But when that conscious aspect of the soul is rooted through matter into this material world, that materially embodied consciousness of the soul is called chitta. So just like a person who is sitting in a movie theater, that person can see the walls of the movie theater, the neighbors who are sitting on the other seats, can see all the other things also. But once that movie watcher's attention gets focused on the movie screen, then the consciousness enters into the movie screen and starts experiencing the world that is depicted over there. So, if you consider the body to be like the movie theater and the spectator to be like the soul, then the spectator's capacity to perceive other things in the movie theater apart from the movie on the screen, that capacity of the spectator is like the soul's chitta. So soul is capable of perceiving spiritual reality beyond the body also. But currently, just like a movie theater, a movie watcher who is completely absorbed, obsessed, lost in the movie. So like that, the soul is currently caught in the body, abhinivesha. It's absorption in the body, yata chitta. So that embodied consciousness of the soul is called chitta. And now, this chitta, which is caught in the body, needs to be rooted towards spirit through the body, till it becomes spiritually aware, and then it can become disentangled from the body. So this chitta runs here and there, seeking various kinds of titillations and pleasures. So now the yogi, in order to draw the chitta out of matter, first makes it one-pointed. So yata chitta, that consciousness is ekagrata, is fixed. And then not only the consciousness is internal, but indriya kriya, the senses and the actions that we perform using the senses. Karmendriya we use for performing various actions. It's chittendriya kriya. So one controls this thing. Ekagram manakritva. Datra ekagram manakritva. At one pointed. Now ekagra is also actually in the process of yoga, one of the stages in mind control. There are 5 stages of the control mind, which we will discuss in more detail when we come to the 19th-20th verses of Samadhi. But here briefly, they are called as Moodha, Kshipta, Vikshipta, Ekagrata and Nirodha. So, roughly, so Moodha is the state when one is in Tamoguna. You know, one is completely deluded, not even aware of material reality properly. It's lost in daydreams or fantasies or intoxication or things like that. Then there is Kshipta. Kshipta is the consciousness that is in passion. Whereas one is distracted by, or maybe this pleasure, that pleasure, that pleasure, that pleasure. One is iti uttida. One is running here and there. Aneka chitta vibhranta. So one's desires are caught here and there. And that is in passion. Then from passion, as one struggles towards goodness, there is vikshipta. Vikshipta is, so actually one is trying to concentrate, though one has not succeeded in concentration, but at least one is striving. At vikshipta, one is just running here and there. In vikshipta, one is trying to concentrate. And then there is ekagrata, so where one, after trying to concentrate, one succeeds in concentrating. And then there is nirodha. Nirodha means the material consciousness shuts down, and gradually afterwards the spiritual consciousness awakens. So that's like the person stops watching the movie, and then after that the person will start looking at the other things outside, apart from the movie, what all is reality. So here, before one can come to disentangling our consciousness from the body, there is, first of all, focusing on the consciousness on some particular thing, by which it does not flitter here and there at the material level. So after making this ekagra like that, upavishyasane yunjad upavishya. So one gives upavishyasane yunjad. So one sits firmly. Yogam Atma Vishuddhaye. Yoga. One starts the practice of yoga for what purpose? Atma Vishuddhaye. For the sake of purification. Krishna has talked about purification as the purpose of the yoga, of even the karma yogi. So in 5.11 he said, Kayena Manasa Buddhya. Kevalairindriyairapi yogina karma kuruvanti sangam tyaktvatma shuddhaye. So the karma yogi works for atma shuddhi, for the sake of purification with one's senses, with one's mind, one's buddhi, actually with one's senses. So there the karma yogi acts, but here the ashtanga yogi contemplates, it stops action and contemplates. So purification is we could say it's almost like a perennial progression. There's a certain level of purification that the karma yogi achieves by action, and then subsequent purification that the ashtanga yogi achieves by cessation of action and inner action, that is contemplation, for going inwards, for taking one's consciousness inwards. So here what the yogi does is sits in a person. So after that was mentioned in previous verse, and the point is here, So control so that there can be the inner journey afterwards. Tatraikagram manahakritva iti chitte indriya kriya. So you fix the mind at one point, and for that purpose keep the consciousness, the senses, the actions under control, and seated in one place. Vishwa saying yogam atma vishuddhaye, for the sake of purification. So in this way, the yogi presses on in the inner journey. Thank you.